Mishnah says on Dafi Chasim Beis that Edom Sha'amar Ksavidenu Huzeh, Avalanusim Einu, Ktanim Einu, Psalidus Einu, Harayelunem. If Edom say that this Ksav, this Shrar with our signature, is Takar Ksav, it is our Ksav Yad, this is our signature, but we were Anusim, we were Ktanim, we were forced to sign this, or we were Ktanim, we were Psalidus, and therefore it's not a good Chasima, Harayelunem, they are Nemet to say that. But we have another edus that this is their ksav yad, then they wouldn't be naman. And the reason for this chilek, Rashi explains, is that if we don't know that this is their ksav yad without their own edus that it's their ksav yad, so then you have a pesha asa pesha hitter. That without their edus that this is their ksav yad, we wouldn't know that it's theirs. So they're the ones who are making it into a ksav yad, pesha asa, and therefore there is a pesha hitter. They have a right to undo it and say, yeah, it is our ksav yad, but we're anusim. Therefore, they're Neman. But in the Sefer, where we have a Raya, even without them, that it's their Ksav Yad, so even without, before they open their mouth, as we know already that this is their Ksav Yad, it is a good Chasima, it's already Huchzik like that in Bezen, and they don't have a right to come and undo it and say that we're Psulim or Anusim. For that, they don't have Nemanus to be made. The only Neman, if you have a Pesh Asa, which is like a Migud, to say that you were, that this is not your Ksav Yad. And the Gemara says in this, Amar Rami Bachama Lo Shanu, this, so we said in the Mishnah, that they're not Neman in the case where you don't have a Pesha Asar. If Ksav Yadam is Yetzim Makamacher, that's only if they say Anusim Heinu Machmas Mammon, that they're saying that we were forced Machmas Mammon, that we're going to lose money if we don't sign this Shtar. But if we were forced at the threat of being killed if we don't sign, then we are Neman. So what's the chilik between these two cases? Rashi explains that if they say Anusim Einu Machmas Nefashis, then they're Neman, then there's no problem with that. But if you, because they're not Mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh to not sign the Shtar, they didn't do anything wrong, and therefore they have an Emanus. But if they say Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon, then they're not Neman, because then they're making themselves into Rishayim. Because a person, they're not allowed to sign a Sheker, they're not allowed to lie or sign a Shtar in a form of Sheker because of an Anusim Mammon, because someone is going to take away their money if they don't do it. They're not allowed to do it. They're Mechuyev to stand up for the truth, even at the threat of losing their money. So by saying that we signed Sheker because of Mammon, they're making themselves into a Shayim. They're telling that we're Russia, we did something wrong, we did an Avera, and we have a cloud that ain't no dumb amounts of Russia. A person is not Neman to turn himself into a Russia. And therefore, when you say Anus Aminu Machlos Mammon, we don't believe you, because by that Edis, you're turning yourself into a Russia, and we're not Makabal that Edis. But if you say Anus Aminu Machlos Nefashis, you're not turning yourself into a Russia, and therefore you are believed, because you're not Mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh to not sign a Shtar if someone's threatening your life. So it's Mavur from Rashi, the only reason why you're not believed by Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon is because of this call of Ein Adam Mesim Atzor Rasha. So Frekta B'Kibega, Gavaldik Akasha, he says it's Mashim from Rashi that if a person would be Nemet to make himself into a Rasha, then he would be believed to say Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon. So Frekta B'Kibega, it's not true. Even if a person can make himself into a Rasha, he's still not going to be believed to say that he was Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon because of Miman of Shach. If you're right, if we believe that you are an Einus Machmas Mammon. So, Lidvaracha Rasha, at the few words, you're a Rasha. You just turned yourself into a Rasha. If you're a Rasha, you're Posolatus, because a Rasha is Posolatus. So, how could we accept your Adis of saying Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon? So, effectively, why does Rasha need to come on to the reason that the reason why I'm not believed to say Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon is because of the call of Einu Machmas Mammon? Rasha, even without that, typically, you're not Neman to say that Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon, because Lidvarecha, you are a Rasha. Even if you would be Neman to make yourself into a Rasha, you just turned yourself into a Rasha. Now that you're a Rasha, you're a Posolatus, there's nothing to talk about, and now we can't accept your Edus that you were Anusim Einu Machmas Mammon, and Lecha, you don't need to come on to the old din of Einu Machmas Mammon, Rasha. That's Week Vegas Kasha, and he blab Shver. So there's a, I just want to say over two Terusim to this Kasha. One is from Reb Shlomo Hyman and the Kedusha Reb Shlomo and Simon Zayin. Reb Shlomo says like this, he says, it's true that Lidvarecha, you're a Rasha, and a Rasha's Posolatus, but that's only if you're coming to give Edus. Over here, you're not coming to give Edus. The Chasima on the Shtar is Edus. That's a regular Edus. But over here, you're coming to undo it. You're coming to be Chayzer Magid in a way where it's Mutter to be Chayzer Magid. The Gemara thinks right now, you're coming to say that Edus I just gave is not really good Edus because I was Anusim Achmas Mammon. That's not a Maisa Edus. That's not Haggad and Bezdin. That's just undoing an Edus. Undoing an Edus is not an Edus. That's you coming back and saying, wait one second, what I said is not really true. So if we believe you on that, that's not Edus. It doesn't require a Gidra Edus, and even a Russia would be Kasha for that. So therefore, the fact that you're a Russia would not be a problem because you're not doing a real Haggad of Edus and Bezdin. The only problem is, because Ain't other Mesa Matsa Russia, but you're not Neman to begin with to say that you are a Russia. Therefore, it's like Rashi, the problem is you can't turn yourself into a Russia. But if you would be able to turn yourself into a Russia, if you would be believed for that, the fact that you are a Russia wouldn't affect the Haggadah of Anusim Einu because that does not require the regular Dinim of Haggadah Seder. It's a Chiddush, that's not considered Haggadah Seder. So that's what Reb Shlomo wants to say. Another teretz I saw in the Sefer Kiyum Shtaris from Rav David Kain Shlita. Rav David Kain, the Chavner Rosh Yeshiva, has a Gemalika Sefer that he wrote on the sugya of Kiyum Shtaris called Kiyum Shtaris, and it's really a Gemalika Sefer over 350 pages on this one sugya of Kiyum Shtaris. And in Perak Aleph over there, he brings down a teretz that he heard from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on this kasha. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says very simply, he says, if you would be nemen to turn yourself into a Rasha, then there wouldn't be a problem over here of passing you later because you're a Rasha, because there's a very simple answer. Maybe you were a Rasha then, and now you did tshuva. Maybe the tshuva in between, and now you'll be believed. We're not going to be machzik you as a Rasha based on your edus. If we would accept it, we'll say, fine, at that point you're a Rasha. But now when you're giving edus, perhaps you did tshuva in between, and there's no reason not to accept that edus because Shem also tshuva. Therefore, Rashi has to come on to the svar of Eino Demesa Matzah Rasha, that you can't turn yourself into a Rasha. That is a problem right away. If you're saying, even for 1 second, I was on Nusiminu Machmas Mam, and you're turning yourself into a Rasha, even if later on you did Tshuva, but B'shas Maisi, you were a Rasha. So, Rashi, you're not Neman to do that, to turn yourself into a Rasha to begin with. But if you would be Neman to make yourself a Rasha, then once we accept that you're a Rasha, the fact that we would even Kabbalah Eidos now would not be a problem, because we could assume that Shema Asa Tshuva, maybe you did Tshuva, and therefore at this point we'd be able to be Mekabbalah your Eidos.